The interest, I was thinking about the Sullinger injury, which has created some opportunities for you, and how that evolves remains to be seen. But you know, the interesting thing about it was he gets hurt right at the beginning of the games, first game, right? And that has now given you court time, awareness, the ability to assimilate a little easier. You've gotten more time, you have more playing time than you probably would have gotten if he was there, because he was a first-year guy with the Raptors. He had to assimilate the systems and everything else. Have you thought about that? That I mean, you don't wish that on anybody.
Yeah.
But it's given you an opportunity to kind of ease your way into it a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I want to say, I mean, Sullinger has been awesome to me, you know, since I got here. And he's a great guy, great veteran. Like, he knows the game. And he's been really taking me under his wings, like, since I got here. Teaching me little stuff and talking to me. So it's been, I mean, I feel really bad, you know, him going down like that. And at the beginning of the season, I mean, we definitely need him, you know, on the team and everything. So I hope he's going to come back soon. I know he's going to come back, you know, and even stronger. But as far as me, like, I mean, it gives opportunity, like you said, you know, now is a spot to fill in and like, you know, we probably sometimes hate to say it. I mean, it's the next man up. You know, we have to.
Yeah,
we have to worry about, you know, what to do now. I'm excited. I mean, as a young player coming in, you know, all you want to do is play. You know, you want to play basketball, and if you get that opportunity to play the game that you love, you know, you just want to give everything you have. So that's what I'm going to do.
Well, and you know, when we see the NBA, and we all watch the NBA, and every night you see there's all the guys, and then there's a few guys at the end who don't get to play, mm-hmm. you know, coach's decision, or they're not even in uniform, mm-hmm. they're in suits. And that happens to, you're a late second round pick. That's often what happens to late second round picks in their first year, second year. But you came here when you visited with us and you said, no, I'm gonna play. And you're going to get to play. You may start. I mean, are you surprised? I guess not, because you predicted this is how it was going to go. You've had that much confidence in yourself.
I mean, yeah. I mean, because you hate to say you're surprised, because you put so much work into what you do, you know. But
right.
you have to be honest, too, because, you know, you have two veteran players in front of you at your position, you know. So it's not evident that you're going to play. But at the same time, you have that drive and that edge that, hey, man, I'm working hard. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I'm going to get my opportunity. I'm going to play. I don't know when it's going to be, but I know I'm going to play. I'm not here to just
watch,
be there, you know, and right. watch people play. I want to play. So I always had that. But, you know, I mean, it's definitely – I wasn't expecting to be in this position right now. I mean, I knew I did everything to be able to play, but I didn't know, like, I was going to – now it's like, okay, it's sure that you're going to play. Like, it's now it's whether or when are you going to play or when are you going to get into the game. So – that's definitely something different, but my mindset is the same, man. It's the same thing. You know, I always worked to be able to play, and now that I get my opportunity, I just have to take advantage of it.
We all know that there's a transition to be made from college basketball to pro basketball, and or college sports in general to pro sports. But you were saying that you were a little surprised that practices weren't harder. College practices a little longer, a little mm-hmm. more intense than what you get at the NBA. There's other things to worry about.
Yeah.
But once you're on the court, have you assimilated the offense? Was it easy to understand what Coach Casey wants you to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty much like it's pretty clear what they want me to do. I mean, I think they don't expect 20 points from me. They don't expect that from me. I mean, you have people that can score the basketball. So like, to me, it's like I have these things I have to worry about, and I have to focus on that. And those are the only thing I focus about. You know, like. I mean, I'm going to run the floor. I'm going to play defense. I'm going to, you know, bring the energy. I'm going to do all those things.
Well, they want you to get some boards, too.
Yeah, get big rebounds, blocks, you
yep.
know,
mm-hmm.
so things like that. That's what, you know, the team wants me to do. So I'm just going to do that. And it's going to be interesting to see. But I don't really have any pressure like that, you know, because I know exactly what the coach wants me to do. I talked about plays. I mean, it's new. Everything is new. Like, it's a new system. Like, I never ran this play before. You know, so it's going to be an adjustment point. Like, you know, I have to learn. I have to spend extra time, you know, after practice, talking to coaches and asking them, you know, taking the playbook and reading it and going over it, because now you have to know these players because all the other guys know it. You know, you have to catch up. So I know that, and I'm always being, you know, ahead and trying to work hard and trying to get there to that moment where I don't have to think about a play. I already know it. You know. So it's going to be an adjustment, but I think I'll be ready.
So you're getting used to life in the NBA, and you're getting used to life in Toronto. You love the fact that it's getting cold, we know, and you're going to enjoy that all winter long. And you've got your brother. You got your brother Christian here. I don't know if we can get a camera on. He's out there.
Yeah,
he's hanging out there. But anyways, and he's here to help you.
Yeah.
What, your parents tell him get up there and help your brother? I mean, how did that work out? And how's Christian helping you adjust to life in Toronto?
Oh, I mean, nah. First of all, my parents didn't do that, you know. He's awesome, man. Like, I have three brothers, and, you know, they're really so helping to me, you know, going through this. I have two sisters, too. But my brothers, they know basketball. So, like, they're more involved in that point because they know the game of basketball. They played before. And it's new to all of us, you know, because nobody played in the NBA before. But at the same time, they know basketball. And I think, you know, he made, you know, an amazing sacrifice, you know, to come out here with me and just leave whatever he was doing and be like, I'm going to come with him. I'm going to help him out during this process. And especially now where, you know, I'm this college kid like that's going to be in the NBA now, you know, he's really helpful, you know, just, you know, taking me to places sometimes where I want to be and just like being there, being that support, because it's a long season. It's going to be ups and downs and having that family and that person, you know, like you can talk to. I think it's really awesome, and I'm so happy that he's here. He makes things like really easy for me.
So now here you are, raw rookie coming into the NBA with a bunch of guys who went to the conference championship last year. I mean, these are players with whom you're at least there. You know their names.
Yeah.
When you stepped on the court for the first few times, who's the guy that made you say, "Wow, he's really good"? Was there one guy that kind of that really impressed you? It doesn't have to be the best player necessarily, but.
I don't think I got to that point yet because, I mean, the preseason, I mean, some of the guys played, but, like, not everyone played. And it's the preseason, you know, everybody kind of relaxed.
Kind of on cruise control.
You know? So it's, but because people always ask me, it's like, oh, has he hit you yet? You know, you're in the NBA now. Like, and I always say, like, nah, man, like, I don't get it. You know, I'm still there, but, like, I don't really feel it. But I think it was Calgary, we played Golden State. As soon as I got in the game, I was guarding Kevin Durant. And that was like the first possession. And I'm like, okay, this is real. Like, you know, like I'm actually here now, you know, I can feel it. You know, this is guys that you look up to and you watch on TV and you've been watching in college and everything. So it's like, man, like I'm really here.
Now, so he's playing at something less than 100%.
Yeah.
But were you astounded by what he was able to do and how he was able to move? I mean, or was it just kind of natural for you?
It was kind of natural, but I mean, I'm always, you know, because the things that he's done, like, and I saw, you know, I've seen him play in playoffs and do all those things. Like, I know that.
Yeah.
I know the level he can play at, you know, and it's like, I know that, but I don't think, like, during the game, I didn't see anything too crazy, but I know he's, like, he's a great player, so, like, I don't think it happened because it's preseason. You know, I can't really tell.
Yeah, yeah.
One of these days, you know, when the game
really maybe tomorrow,
is, maybe tomorrow we'll see. You know, what really happens. You know, so but I'm just excited though.
Did he say anything to you?
No, it was quiet, man. Like I didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. I was just playing hard.
Because you could have got right up in his grill and started talking to him.
I mean, I didn't talk to him, but I was excited to guard him because it's Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
One of the big ones, you know, so it's always exciting to guard one of those people.
Do you feel like that's how they're going to use you a little bit to play defense?
Yeah, I mean, that's my main focus right now. You know, my main focus is playing defense. That's the only way I'm going to get on the court because they don't expect me to score, you know, and for now, my way to establish myself into the rotation and get some minutes is going to be by being able to play defense, be able to guard multiple positions, be able to switch from one to four. Like, that's what's going to, you know, be the coaches like, oh, I have to put him on the court because he's one of the only guys that we have that can do that, you know.
Right.
So that's going to help me.
We asked you before your expectations, and you didn't really seem to have specific idea of what you wanted to accomplish in your first year. Have you thought more about it? Do you now have a better sense of what you'd like to do? Is it as simple as being with this team throughout the year, or are your ambitions higher than that?
Right now, man, like that's what I'm saying. I hate to get ahead of myself. Like, I hate that. I always want to, like, live for the moment and do everything, you know, I'm supposed to do. Like, I'm going to work hard, and that's something people know about me. And, like, my thing is, like, as long as I do that, everything else will take care of itself. You know,
what's Coach Casey like? I mean, we know him as coach, and he's on here all the time during
but
the
some,
season.
But some coaches don't talk to the rookies.
Some, I mean, what's he been like to you?
He's been great, actually. I mean, he's on me. Like, I mean, I'm not saying he's nice to me. Or I mean,
he likes defense.
Yeah, he loves defense. And, like, and when we play, he's always on me. And he, the thing is that makes me feel, you know, good is because, like, he wants me to be great. He wants me to be good. Like, if I make a mistake, it's going to be on me. That means that, you know, he knows that I have potential, and he wants me to, you know, to succeed, you know, and I love that about him. You know, the fact that he's going to be on me, he's going to tell me what I'm doing wrong, and he's going to be there consistently. Every move that I make, he's going to be like, if I do something wrong, he'd be like, yeah, you're supposed to do that, you're supposed to do that. And I like that.
So I said to you, you may start. I know we only have a second.
Yeah,
I've
got a minute
here. You may start, but I mean, the game's tomorrow. You still don't know if you're starting tomorrow.
Yeah, I have no idea. You guys have to ask Coach Casey.
We got to find out for him. Bob.
Yeah, I don't know. You have to talk to Coach Casey. Probably let me know. I don't know. Talk to Matt or anybody. Like, just text me.
We'll call your brother.
All right, cool.
We'll call Christian.
Because you'll be busy. He ain't doing anything else. Christian's out there reading the newspaper. We'll call him. We'll give him a shout, and he'll tell you. All right?
Yeah.
And if we can't get it from Casey, Masai's on tomorrow night.
We'll ask Masai.
We'll ask Masai.
I mean, I don't think Masai even knows. Like,
he'll talk to Casey. Casey will tell Masai. Masai will tell us. We'll tell your brother, and your brother will tell you.
That's a great chain right
there. Holy mackerel, what a mess. Technology at its finest, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to see you again. And we're excited for the success that you've had in the preseason, the amount of time you've got a chance to play.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very much looking forward to seeing you in action. It's going to be a long process. It always is. This is the NBA. It takes time. But we're optimistic about your future, and we wish you good luck.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it, first of all. You know, I know you guys don't really have players coming here.
We don't,
you know,
very often.
So I feel blessed. I feel, you know, special.
You're our new favorite.
And I really appreciate it. And you know, thank you guys for having me.
Just when you become an NBA All-Star, don't forget about Bob and Damian.
never, man.